Hey, what's up, Donnie? Doug here from Dizzy Doug TV. All right, so check it out. Just listen to your audio boo question, and I'm driving, so I'm going to respond to you the same way with audio boo. From what I understand is that Google, under certain situations, certain circumstances, the way that it works with Google Voice, assigns an alias number to the individual that's texting or calling you, and those being 406 area codes. Now, I'm assuming that it's because it's a 406 that it has something to do with the way that Google is getting around allowing you to send and receive phone calls to numbers without incurring long-distance charges. So, assuming that they're giving you, your Google Voice number, also a 406 alias. So when somebody calls you, it's a 406. You're able to connect two calls under a local prefix, local area code rather, and allow them to communicate. So that is my initial assumption. I haven't done any investigation on it, but again, that's what I'm going to assume that it is. So hope this points you in the right direction and helps you better understand the way it's working. So for all of us here at Dizzy Doug TV, take care, keep it real, and don't let your tech get you dizzy. Later.